General Witomek Barziowski, BZBK. I would like to congratulate on the better-than-expected earnings, and I have a question related to market in general. You said that one of the reasons behind better-than-expected advertising revenues were Olympics and better-than-expected performance in months of July and August. Of course, we try to gauge the performance in the fourth quarter and in the coming year, and perhaps for us a good indicator and important information would be what was the growth in the market and in your newspaper ad revenues in September, and also whether you see this trend of growth to be accelerated in October, and whether you could tell us whether we should expect further acceleration of the ad market next year. This is my first question.
Thank you, Tomek. As you know, we have a new sort of a custom which says we don't talk about after the results after the close of quarterly period. Now, however, to help you out, some indications. We said, number one, that newspaper growth will be stronger than we told you after the second quarter. Remember when we showed you our segment forecasts. That is number one. And, of course, if the whole newspaper market grows faster, we will grow faster. Secondly, we expect a combination of factors. On the one hand, because of the new competition, the newspaper might be growing a tad below market, excluding book revenues, of course, below the market, while all the other segments we expect to grow above market rates. So if you look at the trends in terms of top line revenue, I think the trend emerges quite clearly. With one correction, which I'd like to remind everybody about, the base is different in the fourth quarter. The market started growing in the fourth quarter of last year, so the growth rates will, the absolute levels will be growing, but the growth rates will look smaller because of the effect of higher base. Now, if you also look at the performance trends, I mean the bottom line performance trends, on one hand we have a continuing growth trend in the advertising revenue, on the other hand we also have continuing contribution from the book project. And the advertising market should be strong unless there are some political tricks being played, which will affect the economy. But on the bottom line, the trends are very clear. And you can look quarter after quarter, because with every next quarter, we see a greater impact of restructuring we have done. So I think based on that, it's kind of quite easy, and considering we're already three quarters into the year, it's quite easy to figure how the fourth quarter will look. We're reasonably optimistic about the fourth quarter.
Okay, thank you. And my second question relates to your dividend policy. We are very much awaiting for announcements regarding either dividends or share buyback. However, for the modeling purposes, what perhaps we would like to hear from you would be basically your long-term debt-to-equity targets. What level do you think, assuming no acquisitions, would you feel comfortable with? Whether it will be 10, 20, or 30%. For example, when we would assume that you will pay all the cash that is on the book after the third quarter, then your debt to equity ratio is around 12%, which seems still low given your cash generation prospects.
Well, several factors here. Number one factor, although we've always said our target capital structure is one-third debt, two-thirds equity, that structure is achievability of that structure really hangs on the P&L, because our P&L today can't support that structure. That's number one factor. Number two factor is, of course, as you've yourself said, has to do with what we do. I mean, acquisitions are not the only way to invest. Greenfields are quite another way to invest. So while in mind we have a long term structure of 1/3 to 2/3, we will arrive at that structure if we find investment, and we hope we will, investment opportunities, whether they're acquisitions or greenfields. Because right now, there is a lot of cash in the company. Free cash flow for the 9 months is 44 million. I mean, after paying whatever we needed.
Perhaps if I may ask one more question. So can you tell us whether the assumption that you will pay most or all of the cash that will be on the balance sheet at year end is a good base case assumption for estimating the possible dividend, or better, or perhaps a more reasonable assumption would be that you will pay, say, 50%?
Well, neither, Tomek, at this point, neither of them is a good assumption. First of all, we are still working. We sort of took care of technical issues, but we're still working with our board on formulating a long-term policy which will, manage market expectations well. And it's too early to discuss this policy, but it clearly will have two features. Number one, it will be, we want flexibility too. I mean, if growth is our primary objective and there are growth opportunities, we prefer to invest in the Polish media market than to return profits. Will return profits any given year if we don't have opportunity. That's number one. Number two, we will probably look for, and I can't tell you for sure because we're still working and the board needs to speak, but we'll probably go for a combination of dividends and buybacks as forms of returning profits to shareholders, when we do want to return them.
Oh, that's very interesting information, actually. Thank you very much. I don't have any further questions because everything is very clearly explained in your commentary.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. This is Andrzej Klingawka, ING. Two questions, basically. One, given encouraging results of your book publishing business, is expansion of your presence in this segment is on the agenda for 2005, or do you really will wait and see how the market develops here? And number two, do you have a target EBIT or EBITDA margin for 2005, given what your plan is for promotional spend going forward? In other words, how do you play your planned promotional spend expenditures versus your, budgeted or planned operating profitability?
Mr. Klingawka, I'm in a sort of awkward position that I'm going to give you fuzzy answers to both of your questions for two different reasons. To the first question, I won't give you an answer because we don't wish to comment on this. We don't wish to disclose our plans. But clearly, I hope you can trust us to benefit from experience and our learning. I would say wait and see. We will certainly put our learning to work. With respect to second question, I'm simply not ready to answer this yet. We traditionally respond to such issues during our meetings with analysts and shareholders after we produce our fourth quarter results and start our meetings, and we are quite ready to talk about that.
All right. Fair enough.
Sorry,
thank you.
Sorry. Ask me another one. I'd like to answer some questions.
No, that's fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just one figure that I couldn't find in your commentary, and previously you provided it. What was the market share of fact in daily newspaper advertising in the third quarter?
3.6%.
3.6. And, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tomek. Well, in that case, as usual, we are at your disposal. If you, if other questions occur, give us a call, and I thank you very much for your time. Till next time, then. Bye-bye.